And we are joined in the studio now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce for the short and sweet business beat. How are you?
I'm well, Aaron. How did you end summer this past weekend?
Oh, was I supposed to have ended summer?
Well, I guess I think of Labor Day. We had
this
a holiday weekend.
Like the official ending
weekend.
Of summer, yeah.
Official end. You got to put away the linen in this
yeah,
seersucker.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, so, yeah, I can't wear white anymore, can I?
No more
white. It's a good
thing
I rarely do. it was good. I went to see Spamalot in Raleigh at the Little Theater, so that was really cool. I had never seen that before, so it's one of the musicals that I had somehow missed, and I finally got to catch up on it this weekend. It was really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I had a staycation myself, but
nice.
Really, whether you went to the beach, went to the lake, went to the pool, and you realizing, oh gosh, I really have to say goodbye to summer, we've got a really easy way to kind of get back in the saddle. We're getting geared up and excited for the Primetime Business Expo.
Tomorrow,
4
yes.
to 7:30 at UNC Friday Center. And so we've got some to-dos. It's not hard work, but
okay.
just some to-dos for folks to do when they come visit us at the expo.
Right, so you're not talking about your own to-do list.
Oh, no.
I imagine you've got like 80 things
then,
to do between now
would,
and tomorrow.
Then it would fail to be the short and sweet business beat. So, no, not my to-do list.
All
but
right.
But for those that want to come to our Primetime Business Expo, we want you to show up and bring friends. This is free and open to the public. All you have to do is drop your business card by and you get to see all the vendors. We're close to 80 vendors that
nice.
Are going to be at UNC Friday Center. Special thanks to them for hosting, and we hope that this is a great opportunity for, even if you don't have a business yourself, or this is a great opportunity to meet other businesses and kind of figure out how you can get better connected and solve your problems with local businesses. So we hope people will show up and bring friends. We hope folks will download the guidebook app. We have a printed version for those that mm-hmm. may not have a smartphone or don't feel as...
So me then, basically.
So we have... It has your name embossed on the front, you
oh,
know, a
yeah.
paper guidebook.
Yes.
But for the others, all they have to do is download the guidebook app and search for Primetime, and you'll see all the vendors that are there. We want you to visit our vendors. We'll have most vendors are offering free food, free stuff, an opportunity to win prizes. I'm really excited. Chapel Hill Tire is giving away 4 new tires if you book an appointment with them today. And when I said that I would be first in line, Mark Pond said, yeah, I've seen your tires, Kristen. You might benefit from that prize. So so if you need a smoother ride, come check out Chapel Hill Tire. And vendors who have red balloons are actually hiring. So if job seekers want to come
oh, wow.
and see who's hiring locally, look for the red balloons. About 20% of our vendors are hiring.
Okay.
So this is a great opportunity.
Awesome. And WCHL will be there. Ron Stutz will be broadcasting live from 4 to 7, I think, for those 3 hours.
4 to 7.
Yep.
We're excited that Ron gets to profile each of these vendors. And that was actually last on my to-do list, that we want folks to have fun, listen in on WCHL, maybe even participate in the live broadcast. But we want folks to have fun and get to know their local business community.
And you can make some of the most unusual or unexpected, I guess, connections at the Business Expo. I think it was at this event last year that that Ron and the Vapor Girl made their connection at that event. And that was like really, it was like this really cool, surprising radio moment. And they never met before. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, that is fun.
Yeah.
You never know
that
who
I still
you'll
remember
meet.
A year later. So, yeah.
And so when you're meeting these new friends,
mm-hmm.
who knows who you'll meet at mm-hmm. the Primetime Business Expo, we want you to take a selfie with them because we will be doing a lot of social media. Follow along at hashtag Primetime Expo. And if you cannot do a selfie, we have an opportunity to win a selfie stick. I think we have more than, like, we have several selfie sticks.
Okay.
Sticks. I'm getting my tongue-tied. Several selfie sticks.
You brought that on yourself.
I did. That was totally...
Several selfie sticks.
That was totally self-imposed. So, we have many selfie sticks and other prizes to give out at the Primetime Business Expo.
We have a lot of thingamabobs where you can take pictures of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thingamabobs galore. 4 to 7:30 at the Friday Center tomorrow, the Primetime Business Expo. Even if you're headed back home to a neighboring county, it's right off of 54. Just stop in, have some food on us, and meet your local business superheroes. We'll have someone asked if we were going to have our superhero cutouts. We'll have Wonder Woman, Captain America, and Incredible Hulk for you to take a selfie with. But we really hope that you'll get to know the local superheroes of our economy better at the Primetime Expo.
Awesome. That's tomorrow, 4 to 7:30 at the Friday Center. Everyone's invited, so come on out. And carolinachamber.org is the website if you want to know more about that and other events. carolinachamber.org/events if you want to just skip ahead to the calendar. What else is going on in the community?
Well, we've got Chapel Hill. Well, in the broader community, I'm really excited about Tar Heel Downtown.
Yes.
I don't know if Meg with the Downtown Partnership
we were
has,
talking about this. More excited about the fact that she's going to be at DSI with me tonight doing match game for charity. But
wow, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's tonight at 8:30 if y'all want to come out for that. But then on Friday, we've got Tar Heel Downtown.
So really, your to-do list is to go see match game tonight.
Go see good match game tonight.
Prime
Business
time
Expo
tomorrow.
Tar Heel Downtown.
Exactly.
At 6 p.m.
exactly.
Tomorrow, Friday.
That you are a local superstar if you
there
can
you
do
go.
All three of those in a row. So we hope to see you. We hope to see you downtown. This is an effort where Carolina Athletics and the downtown business community come together and welcome everybody. We're getting geared up for the football game on Saturday, so hope folks will head downtown. It'll be tarheeldowntown.com. You can find more information.
And this is going to be Franklin Street's open, but Church Street is closed, so that whole plaza area in front of 140 West is
exactly.
going to be the locus, right?
Exactly. The
locus, the focus, the focal point, the location. Locus is a word. Go
okay,
with it.
Locus is totally a word. I was going with it. It was so I'm excited.
It's all right. I was giving myself a look as soon as I said it.
Meet us at the plaza and celebrate the downtown business community and the Tar Heels. Hope that we get a win at home as UNC faces North Carolina A&T. So, folks, we hope to see you tonight. I got at match
game. Yep.
Tomorrow
from the 70s,
prime time.
You fill in the blank. There's celebrities.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Tomorrow at prime time, Friday, Tar Heel Downtown. I'll be back at the Short and Sweet Business Beat to tell you about how we're going to be involved in local elections. We'll have our candidate forum coming up on Thursday the 17th. I spent part of my Labor Day staycation canvassing for a town council candidate, and I think some folks don't know that there's an election going on,
yeah.
So we want to make sure
they'll know by the time November rolls around. We'll be shifting into nonstop election coverage sooner or later. The yard signs are starting to go up. I saw Mark Klotschman on Facebook was very excited about the first ones of his going up, and there's just going to be more from there.
But yard signs aside, and I know the airwaves can get really crowded with two kind of crazy presidential primaries that we're watching. But really, folks, it's important to stay tuned to your local elections, be an informed voter, and go out and vote. So,
and especially with the local elections, because I mean, we say this all the time, and you know, we benefit from this a little personally because we're the hyper-local station. So as hyper-locally focused as people can get, that's good for us. But local elections are more important than national elections when it comes to your everyday, day-to-day life and, you know, what your schools are going to be like and how long you're waiting at stoplights and what businesses
how
you can and can't.
Taxes
how high
are
your taxes
be.
Are, what your housing is going to be like. All of these are issues that are resolved locally, so the local elections are super important.
And this is a unique opportunity because these are folks that might be your neighbor. You'll probably run into them in the grocery store, and this is your opportunity to meet the candidates, ask them the questions that are weighing on your mind, and get out there and go vote.
Yep.
Early voting starts October 22nd. Election day starts November 3rd. I think I'm going to end every Short and Sweet Business Beat with those two dates. But stay tuned. I'm looking forward to next week. But until then, I hope to see you at primetime.
It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow, 4 to 7:30 Friday Center. Everyone's invited. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.